This is Blue Dreaming, reading Drabble number 8, Something Brewing, by Prissity Days, for the May 2025 Dreary Discord Babble Challenge. This story is rated teen with no warnings. January. I heard about the trendy new cafe in Daigun with magical latte art, and there you were, your stupid face behind the counter. I left, obviously. February. Pansy dragged me back, needing material for her column in The Prophet. She got two of the special. It was violently pink, strawberry-flavored, and farted foam hearts. I won't be back. March. I saw you at Malkin's smug grin on an advert for the hottest coffee in the alley. My face flushed. In annoyance, of course. April. The downpour started before I could reach the apparition point, so I stepped inside. You said I looked like a drowned ferret and laughed. But you also said, come back for a drink, on the house. May. The drink was a matcha latte, bright, grassy, and thick. Green as your eyes. June. Business brought me to France. The cafes were plentiful, and the coffee excellent. But something was missing. July. Your cafe was closed when I returned, for a private event. But you saw me through the window and invited me to stay. Never thought I'd go to Granger's engagement party. August. I couldn't sleep in the heat, and, in my wanderings, saw light from your window. There you were, folding dough for the day's croissants. Come in for a cuppa, you said. September. When we first kissed, I thought it would be bitter like coffee, like our past, but I only found sweetness in your lips. October. I came by the cafe every day. For work, I said. That was a lie. I knew it. You knew it. Everyone else did too. November. I found my commute to the cafe shortened when sleeping in your bed instead of mine. December. It's my turn now, almost a year after I saw you again, to grind the beans and tamp them down, just as you showed me, to froth the milk with whispered incantation. I swirl the espresso and milk into a heart. Not bad, you say. I taste it in your mouth, and it's true. The end. Thank you for listening.